This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Make in India initiative has given wings to the country's Yuva Shakti to dream big. He said, the impact of this initiative shows that Bharat is unstoppable. The Prime Minister said the imprint of Make in India has become visible across sectors, including areas where the government never even dreamt of making an impact. He said, in 2014, the country had only 2 mobile manufacturing units in the entire country, and today the number has risen to over 200. Mr. Modi said today 99% of mobile phones used in India are made in India and the country has become the second largest mobile manufacturer globally. He said the semiconductor manufacturing sector has attracted investments worth over 1,50,000 crore rupees. He said in renewable energy, India has become the 4th largest producer globally with capacity increasing by 400% in just a decade. In Jammu and Kashmir, voter turnout of 54.11% was recorded till 7 p.m. in the second phase of assembly election yesterday. Election Commission said the voting was held for 26 assembly constituencies peacefully without any incidents of violence. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Subir Singh Sandhu, had maintained a constant supervision of the polling process to ensure that the polling took place in an incident-free manner. Rajiv Kumar said the valleys and the mountains, which had once witnessed fear and boycott, are now taking part in the democratic festivities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra today. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation 3 Param Rudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. These supercomputers have been deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. India called for urgent reforms of the international decision-making structures, especially the Security Council, to give the Global South its due representation. Speaking at the Foreign Ministers' meeting of the G20 yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said, reforming the UN to ensure it was representative, credible and effective was imperative and urgent. Mr. Jaishankar said the reforms should include expansion of both permanent and elected seats on the Security Council. The ministers of the G20, the group of major developed and emerging countries, met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly's high-level meeting. Sri Lanka President Anuradha Kumarasinghe has said that his government will initiate immediate talks with the International Monetary Fund towards stabilizing the economy and making efforts to securing debt relief. In his first address to the nation, Sri Lanka's newly elected president, Anuradha Kumarasinghe, emphasized steps towards economic recovery and need for national unity. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday attended the Governors Business Roundtable at the 9th Annual Meeting of Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. Speaking on the occasion, Mrs. Sitharaman exhorted Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank AIIB to strive for standardization and greater provision of innovative financial tools and products, besides playing a catalytic role in mobilizing private sector resources. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met Indian Chess Olympiad champions at his residence in New Delhi. Mr. Modi witnessed a game of chess between members of the 45th Chess Olympiad winning team of India during the visit of the Indian men's and women's chess teams to his residence. India had struck historic double gold medals in 2024 Chess Olympiad held in Budapest, Hungary. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.